Husey and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. We're off on holidays at the moment. Oh, Husey, can you rub some suntan lotion on my back, please?
Absolutely. I'm not going too low, though.
No. I get very burnt between the legs. I understand.
Whoa. It's going to be professional. But we want to leave you with a little bit of Husey and Kate greatness.
Yes. Mm. We're coming back January 21. Put it in the diary.
But until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
It's time for Kate to call a bit of...
I call bulltish.
You know, sometimes you see or hear something.
Why is there a horse in the I call bulltish?
Oh, it's a bull. It's a bull.
It doesn't sound like
a
bull.
I imagine it's a bull.
That sounds like a horse.
Well,
I call bulltish and you're bulltish. Play that again.
I call bulltish.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
a bull.
That is not a bull.
That's not a bull.
It's not a
Tim,
bull.
Tim, come in
Tim,
here.
Tim, come on, Tim.
You've made
come
a
on.
Fool of me.
Come in, Tim. Quick,
Tim
mate, we're on radio.
Out. Tim makes out.
He does all the sounds.
Sound effects. And normally, I have to say, he's the purr, but you've really let yourself down.
Tim.
What was that label, that galloping, when you found it in your system?
It is a horse, but no. you know how hard it is to galloping. Find a bull galloping?
So you could not find a bull galloping.
Not
I
a good
think
one.
If you Google bullfight...
Yeah.
In Madrid, once you get past all the angry messages, I think you'll find the sound of a bull snorting and galloping.
Maybe a snorting bull. I think we get rid of the dream of finding a bull galloping. I don't even know why that has to be in there. And just come up with a bull, just any bull
sound.
There's
got to be a bull galloping.
Why does a bull have
because
to gallop?
It's dropped and departed. That's what it does because it's calling bull tish.
Anyway, you're doing a great job apart
from that. We love it aside from that. But household... How are your ears? You've got the ears of a bat.
I don't think you have to be some sort of savant to work out that that's not a bull galloping. But
some sort of what?
Savant, is it? Is
God, it, you're adorable.
Is that a word?
I just love you saying that.
Shut up to me. I have no
Rain
idea.
Man, Rain Man. All right, speaking
Thank you,
of
mate.
Rain Man, you've led me perfectly into this.
What is it?
Well, you know, you read something and you just go, oh, look, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Okay. So, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Rain Man.
Sure.
Well, and other films.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mission Impossible.
I thought you were calling him a Rain
la,
Man.
La, la, la. Well, he was in Rain Man.
Yeah, I get it now, but he wasn't Rain Man. Dustin Hoffman was Rain Man.
No, but I was reminded of it because you said savant, which was what Dustin Hoffman was in that film.
Dustin did nothing inappropriate in that film. Now I'm just looking at all these people thinking, what went on?
Oh, look, eventually we'll not be allowed to watch anything, read anything, listen to anything.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Tom Cruise.
But now we can. In fact, I read this in a magazine. And they're so desperate to sell magazines now.
Yeah, it's
they
great.
Write just about anything. And they were going really well with this.
I love that they're still printing them.
Yeah, so do I. I love a magazine.
Yeah, I was in the Woman's Weekly, the January edition.
That didn't help.
It's beautiful.
All right.
Yeah.
This. Tom Cruise has a new strategy for flying under the radar when it comes to getting out and about on the dating scene.
My God. What is it?
According to an insider... It's mission impossible for the actor to go anywhere or see anyone without being recognised.
Well, yes, that's fair.
Yeah, fair enough. His face is way too recognisable for him to stroll into the bars. So...
What's he doing?
He has his makeup artist create a silicone mask along with a grey beard and prosthetic nose.
What?
And then this quote, and this is where they've pushed me too far. Tom's date had no idea it was him.
I call bulltish.
Okay.
I think that's illegal.
Where do we start with this?
Well,
for starters.
See, that's
for starters, a man who's his age, who goes so out of his way to still have glossy chestnut hair, there's no way that if he's getting a prosthetic beard, he's letting it be grey. And secondly, what freak turns up on a date?
But how did he organise the date?
How did he? And who did they think they were having a date with?
No.
And at what point did he ever think that was going to end in anything other than alarm from the point of the view of the poor girl?
Then you know what? Use what you've got, Tom. You're Tom Cruise. Exploit that. Don't
so
spend 15
I've
hours
up,
in a makeup chair.
I've turned up on a date and I'm meeting some guy with a Grizzly Adams beard and a fake nose like Kidman wore when she won the Academy Award.
But if you thought you were meeting that and then they took off the mask and it was Tom Cruise, are you happy or sad?
Terrible, because I wanted Grizzly Adams and the Nicole Kidman nose.
And you don't want Tom.
I don't want Tom.
No.
I don't want Tom.
You don't want Tom?
Well, not if I'm expecting the other.
But would Tom want you?
I actually, I don't believe this is happening.
No, there's a lot of things you don't believe about Tom Cruise. Yeah. We won't go into that.
Excuse me, Pedro, you have.